This is a question about Ekadashi. The question is, how can one have pure Ekadashi? I'm not sure what this question means. I presume that by pure Ekadashi is meant Shuddha Ekadashi. Shuddha Ekadashi is a term that is seen in our Vaishnav calendar. Shuddha means pure. Here, pure means that it's not mixed with the preceding Tithi or Lunar Kamsola day. The preceding Tithi is called Dashami, and it's not mixed with the following Tithi, Dwadashi, and therefore is suitable for fasting. If Ekadashi is mixed, in other words, if the time of Dashami overlaps with that of Ekadashi, or if the time of Dwadashi overlaps with that of Ekadashi, then the Ekadashi is not considered suitable for fasting, and therefore the fasting is to be observed on the next day, Dwadashi. That Ekadashi and which is unmixed is called Shuddha or pure. Pure in the sense that it's not mixed with other days. Now, exactly the meaning of this is all quite complex, because these days, they are tithis, or days which are not calculated as the solar day is by the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, but by the movements of the moon, which are much more irregular. And then another question connected with this: why is Parayana time on the next day important? Actually, Parayana means something else. Parayana means attached to, as in Narayana Parayana, a person who is attached to Narayana. Or another meaning is a non-stop recitation of a text from the beginning until the end, such as a Bhagavad Gita Parayana. The actual word is Parana. This refers to the time in which one should break the fast. That comes on the Dwadashi, or if one is to fast on Mahadwadashi, because the previous Ekadashi is not Shuddha, then one is to break the fast on Trayodashi. The only information I could find about this was from Hari Bhakti Vilas, in which it stated that one should honor the Dwadashi by breaking the fast at the right time. So just as Ekadashi is to be honored by fasting, so Dwadashi is to be honored by breaking the fast. These are breaking the fast in the proper time. Traditionally, Vaishnavas would stay up all night fasting and hearing and chanting about Vishnu, and would break the fast the next day. So we find in Bhagavad Gita that Krishna recommends not too much austerity, that one should have a balanced approach. Atyahar, natyashtu nastu yogosti nachai kantamanashtataha nasrapna chati shilasya jagrato chaiva charjuna. One who is immoderate in eating, he eats too much or sleeps too much, or eats too little or sleeps too little, such a person cannot execute yoga. And yukta ahara viharascha yukta cheshtasya karmasu yukta swapna avabodhasya yoga bhavati dukaha. One who is temperate in his activities, balanced in his activities of eating, recreation, working, sleeping, can properly practice yoga. So that may be a reason why the time is given, that the austerity, this particular austerity of Ekadashi is to be performed. That austerity is particularly meant for Ekadashi and not to be extended further. One honors Krishna Prasadam the next morning at the prescribed time. Hare Krishna.